It's raining men.
It's raining men.
That's awesome. Right. It's the best theme song ever.
And I am Man One. This is Brad. And to my eventual left is
to your
Kid.
West.
That's right.
Yes, I am. I guess I am Man Two.
It is Man Two. All right. So at least
I'm unaccredited, or not credited in the credits or whatever.
What? Yeah, you are. You're in the show notes.
Yes. Awesome.
Yeah. I have a separate,
starring role.
Separate whole show note thingy for the Kid. Do you not read the posts that I put up and work so hard on?
Yeah, I read them when we're recording them.
Oh. No, I mean when I'm done.
Oh.
Then on the
sometimes.
So, yeah, you're on there. You're listed.
All right.
All right. I put your personal email and your home phone number on there as well.
I don't have a home phone. So I just caught you in a lie.
Oh, yeah, you did. Busted. So the people are bailing on the chat room because they're going to watch baseball.
I thought they were going to go watch Oklahoma.
I think it's baseball.
Oh, it's well. Baseball.
I am watching Keeping Up with the Rangers. I'm very excited that that we're in the postseason. I'm happy about that.
Yay.
Yay.
You know, in my line of work, sometimes people will say, oh, have you been keeping track of this sports team? And I will generally try to I'll generally say, oh, that's a – and then list some sports. So someone last year when the Rangers were doing so well, someone said, oh, have you been keeping track of the Rangers? And I said, that's hockey, isn't it? And then I realized that actually was hockey.
Oh, yes, it was. The Rangers are in both.
Yes, that's right.
So good job, I guess.
Thank you.
Right?
Sure.
I did have somebody this week tell me – by the way, this is today we have more voicemails.
We have more voicemails.
Mm-hmm. I did get a complaint on a show we did a couple of times ago, about pets when we were talking about doing robot pets and how in the future we need to do away with domesticated pets.
Yes, my wife provided a complaint
as well. Okay, what did she say? What? Hello. Did I lose Kid? I did. I think he bailed on me. I think his wife pulled the plug. We'll try to get him back. Hello, Kid.
Hello.
Oh, there you go.
Here I am.
We lost your connection.
My router freaked out or something.
Right about the 45-minute mark, so. All right. Yeah. Well, anyway, you were saying that your wife had complained about the pet segment?
Yes, it was more of a rebuttal.
Oh, okay, and that is?
Well, so her grandparents own a cattle ranch, not a dairy, but like a beef cattle and that sort of stuff.
Yes.
And they have dachshund dogs.
Yes.
And they have dachshunds in order to hunt snakes.
Well, yeah.
There you go. There's a purpose, but that isn't for emotional supplication.
Exactly. I'm not talking about work animals. I think that dogs still serve a purpose in most rural areas. People have dogs to keep coyotes away from the house,
mm-hmm.
and to let them know when strangers walk up and all kinds of things. I mean, yeah, sure. There and cats out there actually hunt mice and keep critters away. And
no, cats are worthless.
No, they don't. We always had cats on the dairy. To keep the mice at bay.
I guess they do actually have over. Cats in the barn at the ranch.
Yeah, because they'll take over. They'll eat all the feed and be ginormous. But anyway, the point. The other complaint we got was I'm not going to mention names, but he said that that animals were. He actually said that he said animals are better than most people because his cat never lies to him. And to that, I say bull hockey poo. Because every time you come home and that cat comes up to you and purrs and rubs up against your leg, it is lying by admission. He is not telling you all the wonderful scratch marks he left on the back of your chair that day.
Right.
And when you come home and your dog runs up to you and just acts like he's the best dog in the world and loves uh-huh. you to death, he is lying by omission,
yes.
because he is not telling you that he chewed your favorite shoe into smithereens, or your mouse pad in your case.
Or, yeah, mouse pad. Or slept on the couch.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yep.
So there you go. That's my response to those people. Also, we had another complaint. Because I said something about the fact that Nicolas Cage had never been in a good movie.
Oh, yeah, right.
And so I had about 10 different people write me and tell me that I was full of bull hockey poo. And they all named a different movie, of course.
Oh, really?
So I thought we would discuss this for a minute.
Good idea.
All right, so we have his first movie was Brubaker, which was a decent movie, but
I have never heard of this.
It was released in 1980. It was before you were born.
There you go.
But he was an extra, and he was uncredited.
Okay.
So I don't think we can count that one.
Yeah, right.
However, he was in Fast Times at Richmond High.
Didn't see that one either. Isn't that like Sean Penn is now awesome?
Yes,
movie?
You never saw Fast Times at Richmond High?
No.
The soundtrack alone is worth watching that movie. The social references to never mind. You need to watch that movie. That's one. Okay. Put that one on your list.
All right.
But he has a very minor role in that. Didn't even have a name. He's just Brad's bud. Okay. The other one. So keep going. He was in The Outsiders. Again, he was uncredited. Mm-hmm. And you never saw Outsiders either? Oh my goodness. That was like your Fonzie movie. It was the good guys against the bad guys. It's where Scott Baio and anyway, it was a good movie. But again, he was uncredited, so we can't really count that one.
Right.
Okay. He was in Valley Girl, which I don't think anybody would argue was a good movie. So I think we can move on.
I don't know what that movie is.
Okay. He was in Rumblefish.
Nope, don't know what that one either.
Yeah. So he was in Racing with the Moon. He played actually two parts in that movie.
Okay.
He was in The Cotton Club.
When are you going to get to movies that I've heard of?
Oh my goodness, The Cotton Club. Okay, he was in Birdie.
I've heard of that one.
He was in The Boy in Blue, which I've never heard of. He was in Peggy Sue Got Married. Surely you've heard of that one.
I think I've heard of that one.
Okay. He was in Raising Arizona, which I argue was one of the only movies. And I actually said the wrong movie. I said Fargo I don't know if I said it in the show or if I said it on Twitter, but I said Fargo and I meant Raising Arizona. He was not in Fargo. I meant Raising Arizona. And that is to me, the only good movie he's ever been in.
I've heard of that one.
You've never seen Raising Arizona?
No.
You've never heard the line issued, son, you know you got a panty on your head?
No.
Oh, you need to watch that movie. That needs to go to the top of the list. Forget Fast Times. If you haven't seen Raising Arizona, that you need to watch.
Okay. I will edit this.
Okay, there you go.
I'm creating a list list.
Thank you.
By the way, that was the first movie that apparently is listed as good. And when was it made? The year I was born. So let's continue.
1987 is the year. He was in Moonstruck, which was with Cher, and I don't recommend watching that.
Thank you.
people would argue though it was a good movie. It won awards and all kinds of stuff. He was nominated for Golden Globe for that. And,
just because it won awards doesn't mean it's a good movie.
Well. People would argue. Never on Tuesday. Never heard of it. Vampire's Kiss.
Something in Italian.
Something in Italian. He was in Firebirds. He was in Wild at Heart. He was in Zandali. I have no clue what that is. He was in Honeymoon in Vegas, which was sort of a funny kind of weird thing. He was in Amos and Andrew, which was a comedy.
Okay.
He was in Deadfall. Which I think was a horror movie. He was in
Red Rock West, apparently. I don't know what that is.
Guarding Tess. I would have to say he was fairly decent in that. The only problem with that movie is that it had Shirley MacLaine in it. And I don't think it was a very good movie. I think he was okay in it. Did you see Guarding Tess?
No, but I have heard of that one too.
Okay. She played the ex-Mrs. President. She was like a first lady. But the president was dead, and he was a Secret Service and had to guard her.
Gotcha.
She was hard to deal with. It's sort of like Driving Miss Daisy, but not.
Gotcha.
It Could Happen to You, which was a comedy where, you know, he wins the lotto and it was dumb. Trapped in Paradise, never saw it. Kiss of Death, never saw it. Leaving Las Vegas, now that was a good one, where he drank himself to death and died. It was very depressing.
Oh, fun. And, sounds great.
Yeah, he was in The Rock and Con Air, which were both – I didn't realize they were two separate movies.
I have seen both of those.
Okay, well, I think they were just like sequels or something. And then he was in Face Off. He was in City of Angels, which me and Faith liked. We saw it when we were dating, and it was sort of our – it was sort of our thing. We liked that movie. But I have to say we haven't watched it since. So
sure.
Oh, it's where an angel gives up his immortality to experience life as a human because he fell in love with a girl.
Wow.
Yeah. but then she dies as soon as he becomes alive. So.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, it was kind of, okay. So you got Snake Eyes, 8mm, Bringing Out the Dead, Gone in 60 Seconds. It was that's the same one of those driving movies, you know. It was just stealing cars and driving fast. It was not good. Yeah. I never saw The Family Man. Never saw Welcome to Hollywood. Captain Corleone's Mangalyn. Sorry. And then Wind Talkers. I saw that. He was also in Adaptation, which won all kinds of awards and was supposed to be really good. I don't think I saw it.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. I don't.
He was in Matchsticks Men, which where he played like the exact same character he always plays, and he was I don't know. National Treasure. Now, you know, this is where he becomes Indiana Jones in America.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then of course Indiana, and then he did the second one.
Right.
So he was Ghost Rider, which is where he plays the comic book character.
I watched that 3 times in 1 weekend once.
Wow.
I don't know why.
Wow.
I know.
He was in The Weatherman, Lord of War, World Trade Center, Grindhouse. Grindhouse was one of those that was supposedly you had to see, but
I totally didn't.
I didn't either. Mm-hmm. He was in Next, which he could see what was going to happen next.
I didn't see that one.
It was a science fiction kind of thing, which was the exact same thing as Knowing. I mean, I think Next and Knowing were the same movie.
I thought they were like, isn't that the same? I got confused, but I didn't see that one.
Yeah. Twists on the same thing. Another, the other National Treasure movie, Bangkok Dangerous. Never even heard
the
of it.
The name alone is like, this is such a dumb sounding movie.
Now I have to admit though. So the first really good movie he was in, what did we say it was? Raising Arizona. Uh-huh. The second really good movie he was in was G-Force.
G-Force.
Yes. He played Speckles the Mole.
Okay.
Yes, and if you haven't seen G-Force, then you're really missing out.
Are you pulling my leg? Are you serious?
Like it's a movie about hamsters.
Uh-huh. Who I'm aware of that.
Are secret agents? Right. Yes.
Right.
No, it was fun to watch with Helen. It wasn't a movie I would recommend an adult watching.
Okay. I was just gonna say because I mean, like, I'm all for kids' movies and that sort of stuff. Like Astro Boy,
yes,
was I watched that again last week.
Really,
it was on Netflix streaming, and I enjoyed that movie. And he was a voice of the doctor in that movie.
Oh, so you like
the G-Force?
I haven't seen Astro Boy.
It's good.
Oh, okay,
it's good.
I'll check that out. He was in Bad Lieutenant. He was in Kick-Ass. Now everybody said now, and I have to admit, he played a wonderful role in Kick-Ass.
He did. That is true.
It was it was not a good movie, and my argument was that he's never been in any good movies.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and I think he played. I think if it hadn't been for him, that movie wouldn't have done anything.
Yeah,
I mean that he made that movie.
Uh huh.
So there you have it. So I guess you have to give him that one. You have to give him Kick-Ass and Raising Arizona.
There you go.
And, okay, The Sorcerer's Apprentice, no thank
you. Saw that, that was dumb.
Season of the Witch, no thank you.
Saw that, very dumb.
Drive Angry, I didn't see
interest.
That, but it sounded like another one of those driving movies. Trespass, I didn't see, did you?
Uh-uh.
No?
No.
Seeking Justice? Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance.
That comes out next year, so now you're getting into stuff that we don't know if it's going to be good or not, but... it's Ghost Rider, so probably not.
Probably not, but I'll probably have to watch it anyway.
Yeah, true.
And that's then all the other stuff is future stuff that we don't know if he's actually going to do. So there you have it. That's the Nicolas Cage filmography. I think I proved my point. He's been a lot of really bad movies.
Yes, I
yes,
absolutely
there's
agree.
Been a few, you know, I mean, you could argue Moonstruck if you're gay or a female, but but I think that, you know, two movies out of the, what, 50 he's been in, I think he doesn't make very good decisions as far as his career is concerned.
Yeah.
I think he stumbled into those movies on accident.
Could be, sure.
And Aethersis was Astro Boy was dumb. And
she was wrong about that. So
and Brian says that G-Force was horrible. I didn't think it was horrible. I think it was for a Saturday night, family night movie, it was mildly – believe me, we've watched worse. that's all I'm going to say. It's hard to find movies you can watch on family night these days.
That's true.
That you haven't already seen 10 times. I mean, Over the Hedges, you know. How many times can you watch Over the Hedge? We've watched it about 30 times, but how many times can you watch it before you could just act it out without having to watch it?
That's when you put in The Princess Bride.
True. We have watched that several times as well.
There you go. I used to watch that every day or every week for a couple of years. I think it was every week.
Ah. Well, I am late. I have to get to my other show. So we have got to wrap this thing up. We have one more call to play, and then we'll have to bail.
All right. Sounds fine.
All right. Here we go.
Hey, Brad and Kidge and whoever else might be on the show for the Two Blind Squirrels. This appears to be totally random. Anyway, I don't know.
Hey.
Never.
Wait a minute. What do you mean totally random? What's totally random? We had one. It was me and Shirley for several years. It was me and Faith for several years. And now it's going to be me and Kidge for several years. There's nothing random about that.
Wait, so it's going to be several years before Faith comes back?
Well, she'll do a show every now and then. I'm not saying, you know. And if Charlie wants to come to a show with me, I'll let him do that too. I mean, as a, you know. But for the most part, the show now is me and Kidge.
There you go.
There's nothing random about it.
Five episodes now, or this is the fifth episode.
I have his contract
together.
Right here in my hand, and it specifically says, you know.
I have not seen this. You have not forwarded this to me yet. We have.
That you. That's okay. You don't need to see it. You don't need to.
Could you share that to me on Google Docs?
No, I don't think so.
Dang it.
I find out I live in Texas. I never went to the state fair. I went to the fairgrounds. I was there, you know, when the fair wasn't going on, but I never actually went to the state fair.
So what was I don't that why does he feel the need to share that?
A little interesting.
The fairgrounds is where those museums are, right?
Yes.
Like they've got the Audie Murphy Museum.
Audie Murphy Museum. No, that's
like
in Greenville,
they've got
Texas.
Like a World War II.
Yes, they have thing. A World War II thing there. Yes.
And Audie Murphy is part of that museum.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been to the fairgrounds as well. Then.
Okay. The Audie Murphy Museum is in Greenville, Texas.
All right. Fine.
College where I work, the gentleman who invented the Ferris wheel graduated from here.
Wow! Cool.
Aha. Uh-huh.
That was an interesting story I read about him, the Devil in the White City. He was a very interesting character.
And you mentioned, you know, the fairgrounds were built for the centennial celebration of when Texas became a state or whatever.
It was when Texas won its independence from Mexico, not when it became a state. We don't actually celebrate when it became a state. We don't care.
Yeah, all right.
Which thus ended, you know, the whole deal of, we took it from the Mexicans at the end of a gun. Anyway, that's kind of the story of the United States, though, isn't it?
No. The story of how Texas became a state was that we made a deal with Mexico that to populate an unpopulated part of their country.
Right.
It was only populated by Indians, and the Indians were the very bad Indians called Apaches. And they were harassing, and some Comanches, I think. But anyway, they were harassing the local populace. And there wasn't very many local populace. And nobody would move up here because of the Indians. And they said, if you will move there, we'll give you land grants. And all we ask is that, you know, you protect the borders and keep the Indians at bay. And so we did that. And then Santa Anta started imposing very bad taxes on us. And same thing that, you know, like England did. And he started, seizing, and he didn't like that we were becoming so prosperous, and we were, because this land was actually more fertile than the land down in other parts of Mexico. So he wanted, now that it was developed, now the Indians were all fought off, he wanted to come up here and give it to some of his take some for himself and give some to his peeps, right? Mm-hmm. And so he was trying to then, you know, sort of drive us out and give our land to other people. Mm-hmm. And we didn't want none of it.
True and fact.
So we then fought for our own independence. And we won it. And then later we joined the United States.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the United States needed us.
Yeah.
There you go. That's a Texas story there.
And I know I'm stepping on some toes. I like stepping on toes because I like watching people hop around and go.
Anyway, all right. Well, there was all my hopping. And I had very little to do with any of that anyway. So. All right, everybody. Well, thanks for joining us. I'm sorry today's show was short, and I feel like it was mostly me talking about
just be
Nicolas
thankful
Cage.
You guys got a show, okay?
Yes, just be thankful, people. What's wrong?
Right.
Thanks, Kidge. I really thanks, Kidge.
Thank you.
And thanks everybody in the chat room for joining us live.
They
didn't say anything. I was expecting them to answer. Okay, everybody. We will see you again next week with a new theme song. So
yes. Look forward to that.
Bye, Els Condios, everyone.
Bye, Els Condios.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.